This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh, I hope you love me. All right, I am back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, I'm so excited. I get my fellowship letters this week. You know, I not only am I Dahlia Wax MD, but I'm FAAFP. Yeah, D, those are like so because apparently when you're a fellow of your board specialty, you get all these extra letters after your name. It actually, I mean, it's a huge, huge honor, but I used to also have CIME. I still can use that. It's a certified independent medical examiner. It's just, I'm kind of lazy when it comes to signing my name. I just like to scribble my name, so I don't like to put all the accolades and all that. I just like a very simple signature. You know, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I don't even like putting my last name. Just like going Dr. Dahlia. I just like that. So, pretty exciting. The only thing that kind of stinks is, okay, so we're taking Southwest Airlines. The Southwest Airlines, mind you, that's a good airline, but you don't have your assigned seating. So with Southwest Airlines, you need to check in, but you need to check in, you know, like right at that 24 hour mark. And, you know, they'll say, sorry, it hasn't been 24 hours. So you keep hitting it, you keep hitting it, you keep hitting it. So actually, in order to do that, remember, I'm traveling with my kids. And my kids, they don't want to be with strangers. Well, I mean, they claim they don't. Personally, I think they want to be as far away from me as possible. They want to be together somewhere on the plane ordering drinks. And there's no way I'm going to let that happen. But they, you know, I want to sit with them. You know, it's so much easier when you want to sit with them. If I have to get up to go to the bathroom, I don't have to, you know, wake somebody else up because my kids don't sleep. You know, so I want to be with them. So it is so crucial that I check in on time with Southwest Airlines. The only problem is it's going to be in the middle of the show. So if I in the middle go, hold on a second, let me find my confirmation code. Now you know what I'm doing. It's not going to be in this first hour. I think it's the second hour. So if my alarm goes off, that's what we're doing. I've had a really good week. I hope you all have had a pretty good week. Again, got to teach students yesterday. You know, there's lectures. I don't get to lecture every day. I wish I did because it was so much fun. And I decided to. Okay, now remember, there's about 140, 150 people in the class. And I decided to learn their names, all of their names, okay, before yesterday's class. And I got through the majority of it. And my kids saw me, how I was doing it, is apparently you have, I had no idea, because they didn't have this when I was in medical school, but you got pictures of the students and the names, which is so important, because when somebody turns something in, you're like, wait, what did they just turn in? This sucks. You know, you can look up the student and go, ah, it's Bob. You know, all right, I got to get on Bob. So I had those pictures, and I decided to take them home and look at them. So I looked at them for about 5-10 minutes, and my kids are like, don't do that, Mom. And I'm like, why? It's not creepy. I'm just memorizing their names. Like, nobody wants their name known. And I go, well, you're wrong about that. You know, people want to be addressed by their name. They're going to think that's really cool. So anyway, so I stopped looking at it. And then the next day, yesterday, before I did class, I'm like, you know, let me just review it really quickly. Okay, because I know some of the students, but I want to know all of them. Now, so I, and even the ones with four names. And I got them down. So I walk into class. All right, and I'm like, you know, how you doing there, Andrew? Nice job, Eric. Good job, Eugene. Good job, Hong. How's it going? Nice, Allison. Well done. Good job, guys. Glad to see you. Jason, quit, you know, messing around because Pete over there is, you know, so I walked into that classroom, and my knowing their names, they almost pooped in their pants. I mean, I had control. I commanded that room. So here I am. I'm feeling good until there was somebody named Christian. He's like, I don't go by Christian. I have a nickname. I don't go by that. So now I gotta learn all the nicknames, but that's okay. It's okay. I got it. No worries. I'm on it. Yeah. And then I didn't see looks of pride and, you know, wow, she knows my name. I didn't see that. I saw worry. And I'm like, what's going on? What, you guys don't like their names? Like, no, we don't. We don't like they know the names. I'm like, so now if you're going to be on Facebook, if you're going to be messing around with your phone, you know, I now know who you are. I think it's awesome. I think it's a huge asset. They're like, we don't. Now, in order, though, to get this into memory, I had to keep calling them by their names. You see, you know, some of us can only memorize things, you know, doing certain things, like Tom. You know how long it took me to learn Tom's name? It's like, gosh, you know, because in order for me to memorize something, and it's different for everybody else, I need to see it, I need to say it, and I need to be it type of thing. So I need to really, really connect, and then I put it to memory. If somebody says, yeah, her name is Joanne, I'm not going to learn that. But if I put the name to it, if I find something unique to connect the two, I can do it. All right? Yeah, I could have them wear name tags. They do wear name tags, but the font is so small I can't see. So in order for me to get it to memory, I had to keep saying their name. All right, so I was like, okay, there's Trisha, there's this Ivy, and I just kept on saying their names throughout the whole time. I have a question, Dr. Dahlia. Yes, Bob, what is it? He's like, you know, you don't have to keep calling me Bob. I like, but I need to learn your name. So anyway, to make a long story short, I think I did a good job learning everybody's names. I was going to tell you guys today that if you are in a management position or a coworker position, make sure you know people's names. Say their names, even if you do know their names. Go, you know, Lisa, that was a really good suggestion. Throw the name out there. Most people like it. Okay? Most people like it. Except now I'm in a position where the students are like, oh my gosh, she knows her name in the sinks. And yes, of course, I called them baby doctors, so they're really, really mad. Well, you know, they did such good work, and I compared them to when they were little babies, when they first started, and I was like, oh, you guys are little babies, and I just lost them. So, it doesn't matter if they give me bad reviews, at least I know I did good. All right, we got a lot to talk about. This Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie divorce sounds like it's about to get ugly. We hope it doesn't. I wrote on my website and blog what the next steps are probably going to be, but we should talk about how to make a divorce, not that they're listening to my show, but we do have a divorce expert telling us how to make a divorce as easy and simple as possible. We have a California doctor who is writing medical exemptions for his patients such that they don't have to get vaccines. There's a chance that he may be losing his license. And we have a doctor who attached a woman's colon to her vagina accidentally. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So let's go to the phone lines and hear some of your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm a 43-year-old truck driver, and I work a really grueling schedule overnight usually. And I was curious, I take a lot of vitamins, and I was just curious about the real effectiveness of vitamins and if they really actually do work. I take a probiotic and a multivitamin, the B12. And I also wanted to know, what should I do to really naturally increase my energy level? I have a hard time sometimes staying awake, and I want to avoid drowsy driving. If you have any advice, I greatly would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, great. No, great question. I wish I could talk to you live. It sounds like you listen to the night show. So you brought up two things. One is, do these vitamins help? And two, how to make sure you get energy. You're a truck driver. There's a lot of people. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so a lot of my listeners work the night shift. And so they're not going to bed at 10 o'clock at night and then waking up at 7 a.m. the next morning like we think everybody else does, which they don't do either. So let's first talk about vitamins. Okay, so there's a lot of vitamins out there. You have the multivitamins. You have separate vitamins that you can individually take, like your B-complexes and your vitamin C and your vitamin D, etc. And so when I was in medical school, we asked that question to our professors. And we're like, you know, which vitamins do we recommend to people? And the only answer we consistently received is you take the vitamin you're deficient in. So if you're deficient in vitamin D, you take vitamin D. If you're deficient in B12, then you take B12. Okay, but that answer didn't satisfy most of us, or patients for that matter, because if you can't test every vitamin, then how do you know what you're deficient in? So the next thing that I was taught is, well, then why don't you just recommend a multivitamin? If you recommend a multivitamin, the majority of the vitamins are there. They're safe. They don't seem to be causing kidney stones and other sorts of issues that we hear some of these other vitamins could. And if they don't take in enough calcium and they don't get enough exercise, you could tell them to also add a calcium supplement. And so, you know, we started to have some guidelines on how much calcium you should take in. 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. Divide that up into three. Okay, three times a day, take 1,500 milligrams, but divide it up into three, 500 milligrams, three times a day, because your body will only absorb 500 milligrams at a time. So we recommended that. We recommended vitamin D. At the time, we recommended 600 to 800 units of vitamin D. Now many people are on 2,000 or 3,000 units or even 50,000 units a week. And, you know, as a clinician, I'm just as confused as you all are, because I just don't see how you are going to replicate what nature gives us in terms of food in pill form. The problem is the average person doesn't eat right. So if you are going to, let's say, have the bulk of your diet from fast food, I, as your physician, is going to say, look, at least take a multivitamin. My problem with still recommending a multivitamin is I just don't think that's good enough. And maybe that's why many physicians have been very hesitant to tell people which vitamin to take, because we know they're not good enough. Now, the, well, it's better than nothing attitude, I like. It's better than nothing. You know, there's some merit to that. And there's, you know, and that's something that, I don't want to use the word propagate. Admit to and agree with, where, you know, if you're eating like crap, at least get a multivitamin in. But you are not going to substitute, okay? You're not going to substitute what you need when you just take a vitamin. So the answer to your question is you could go ahead and take a multivitamin, but ideally, I would like you to get some blood tests, see if you are deficient in anything in particular, like vitamin B. So look at your calcium levels, look at your bone levels, etc. Was he 43, did he say? So 43, we probably wouldn't be doing a bone density test, but I would say go ahead with the multivitamin. I think they do help, absolutely, but do I think we know enough about them to mandate that everybody takes a multivitamin? No, and it's not suggested that everybody take a multivitamin. Now, what about you being exhausted and working the night shift? Okay, well, if you're a truck driver and you're sleepy, okay, then, you know, you're probably not getting enough sleep. And I know that there's been new laws, you know, and the laws have changed, but I guess where, you know, you can't work more than, I guess, a 14-hour shift or a 12-hour shift, and you have to have at least 9 hours in between shifts. I don't know the exact changes that have been made recently, but, you know, there's laws making sure that you guys get some sleep, which I'm really excited for. So my first recommendation is make sure you're getting good sleep. However, how do you know you're getting good sleep? Okay, one is the amount of time you're asleep, but what about sleep apnea? Now, I don't know if the truck drivers, if all of them are now mandated to have sleep apnea testing, but sleep apnea testing checks to see if you are losing air and oxygen when you sleep. And I think that's a concern that a lot of us have. You know, we start to get old, we start to get tired. One of the first questions I ask is, well, when you are sleeping, are you getting a good, deep, highly oxygenated sleep? If you're not, it doesn't matter if you're sleeping 9-10 hours. You're going to be hypoxic, you're going to have this lack of oxygen, so you're going to feel fatigued. So my suggestion to anybody who feels fatigued, period, whether you're a truck driver or not, is get a sleep study done. And the sleep study will look at your oxygenation, will look to see if you're stopping breathing in your sleep. And many people go, Dahlia, I don't stop breathing in my sleep. I'm good. So I'm like, how do you know? Well, my wife would tell me. Who falls asleep first? Well, my wife, but I'm sure if I stopped breathing, that would wake her up. That's not good enough, people. We're talking about you not breathing in your sleep. And I personally think sleep apnea is why some people have heart attacks and strokes first thing in the morning. Because they haven't had good sleep. And if their body is dealing with the insult of and the stress of not getting enough oxygen, how well do you think they're going to do? So my suggestion to you as a truck driver or anybody else, get a sleep study. And then, you know, eating well. You know, it's amazing how if I feel down and tired, I'll go and get some celery sticks or some spinach or some greens. I'll eat them, and I get a boost of energy. So always have some very healthy vegetables nearby. I wouldn't do iceberg lettuce, but I would try to find the darkest, greenest vegetables. Eat some cucumbers. I don't care, as long as it doesn't, you know, mess with any medicines that you're taking. You know, but munch on, nibble on vegetables. You also need to avoid soda. I think soda pop really messes with us, especially diet soda. So I would stay as far away from that. I would also stay away from certain caffeine drinks, because I think what happens is when the caffeine starts to wear off, you go through caffeine withdrawal. So if you are, let's say, keeping yourself up with coffee and keeping yourself up with soda pop or Red Bull so you stay alert, all of a sudden a few hours later you're going to start getting tired. Well, that's because you're coming down off that high, that speed that caffeine gave you. So you need to be extremely careful about that. The other thing I would also suggest is listen to your body. If you feel like you need to take a nap, if you're a trucker, pull over, take a small nap. If you're a student, take a nap. Okay, trying to push your way through it will not work. If you need sleep, get some sleep. Then, from a metabolic standpoint, get your thyroid checked. Maybe your thyroid's off if you're tired. Get your vitamin B12 checked. Get your iron levels checked. You could be anemic. So, checking your blood, your CBC, your complete blood count, to look at your hemoglobin and hematocrit to see if you could be running anemic. And then you could also just have a straight out iron test as well. Some people will say, well, I'll just eat meat. Okay, well, you know, yes, meat is, you know, a good source of iron, but your body just can't live on meat alone, even though many of us wish that was the case. So, you want to get some sleep, you want to get some vegetables, and the biggest thing that I think is a huge energy booster, which is why I always sound so peppy in the morning, is exercise. If you're a truck driver, pull the truck over for 10 minutes, walk around the truck. Okay, and don't worry, no one's going to make fun of you because everybody's driving so fast on the highway, they aren't going to stop. They'll just think you're going around to take a pee. Okay, so you get up, you walk around, walk the other way, you know, I don't know, maybe do some stomach crunches in the cab in the, you know, back, but do some exercise. It'll wake you up. Every time I'm tired, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed early. I get on the treadmill and I wake right back up. All right, so great, great question. Keep your questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOCDALLI.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. This email, it kind of has to do with yesterday's show, but I'm reading it today because I didn't get it till last night. She writes, Doctor, I hate my job. It looks like her name is, it's not Mariah, but it's spelled Mariah. It's not, it's like Mariah, but the H is in a different place. She writes, "Doctor, I hate my job. I dread going into work every day and calling frequently. You were just discussing ways to call out of work and the guy who got fired 3 times. I don't want to be that guy, but I don't like my job." That's an excerpt from her email. We were talking about, remember somebody, I guess, was fired 3 times, and, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? You know, if you're already being fired 3 times, I can't blame the recession. But, people calling out, we talked about ways to call out where it didn't look like you were faking it. You know, always say diarrhea. But, you know, this is pretty practical. I'm going to call her Mariah, even though I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. This is probably the biggest reason why people are calling out. They hate their job. Maybe it's not depression. Maybe it's not anxiety. Maybe they do have some underlying depression and anxiety, and they always hate their jobs. But if you hate your job, or you are trying to avoid something at the job, this isn't going to go away. Yeah, you know, I mean, remember the olden days, you would work at a job, then you would be with that company for years, and later get retirement and pension. So that doesn't exist anymore. And so if employers aren't really bonding and, you know, fully vesting in their employees are also kind of feeling the same way, where I'm not going to be at this job for long. And so this attitude that we're seeing, and unfortunately I see it a lot, where you see somebody is there to just collect a paycheck until they can find a better job, that starts to kind of really mess with the environment. And so one of the first pieces of advice I have is, one, figure out what you really, really want to do, and then make sure you're working in an environment such as that. Because if you are working in a place where you think it's just a means to an end, well, I just had to get a job, I lost my job during the recession, this is the only thing I could find, so this was temporary from the start, you're not going to like it. And some temporary jobs will end up being your lifelong job, okay? You know, I had my private practice for years, and one of the reasons why I was so successful with it is because I knew that this was where I was going to be forever. And so I built and I built. And when you build something, you start to connect to it. When I finally, 16 years later, decided to close the practice, which was a very difficult decision, but take a job in teaching, what was so motivating for that is I really love to teach. And I've always loved to teach. And I've always loved to take care of patients. So for me, again, this is a lifelong commitment. So when I took a job teaching, I'm like, this is what I'm going to do for life. And I am going to be really good at it. And I am going to build. Same thing with my radio show. And I know some of you guys are like, well, we're waiting for you to be really good at that. Take some time to become good in radio. I've only been doing my show for 9 years. And by the way, that's not very nice of you to say. Okay, I don't think my show's that bad. Right, but same thing, when I started radio, I'm like, I'm in this for the long haul. And it was very interesting because when I started radio, a lot of people in radio was like, look, everybody wants to be a radio star. Most people don't last. You know, you might not want to be investing all the money that you're investing. And I had to put in a lot of money in the beginning. For I had to buy my own airtime. I had to buy my own equipment. I had to set up my own studio. I had to, get it out to affiliates. And that was very expensive. And people would say, look, let me just warn you, everybody wants to be a star. Most people don't make it. So you might not want to go into it with that kind of thinking. Okay, this way you don't get hurt. And I couldn't do that. I was like, oh, hell to the no. I mean, I love radio. I'm going to be doing that for life. So I want to entertain, I want to teach, and I'm going to continually make it happen. And then when you think like that, you succeed. You know, and knock on wood, thank God, you know, I get to be at GCN, I get to work with Tom, which is really a highlight. It's always been my dream to work with Tom. I get to live my dream, I get to teach, I get to have a family, I get to do radio, but I had to put it all in there, and I had to think it was not going to be temporary. So that's one thing. So if you really hate your job, get out of it. But if you can't, and you can't find another job, and, you know, you think that, you know, like I do, that this recession is going to come back to haunt us, then you got to figure out how to make your job more I guess, more interesting. You have to figure out how to like it more. Okay, well, first, you got to get away from any negative people. So if everybody comes to work going, oh, I hate it here, this place sucks, etc., you got to stay away from the negative people. Because that's just going, you know, you don't need to be around negativity. If there's people that are bullying you or stirring things up, you got to figure out how to get away from them. Either change your shift, try to work from home, try to avoid them, etc. But that's very difficult if you like the job, but you don't like the people. Okay? It always hurts to really just dive deep into your job. Okay? You know, just work harder. You know, do such a damn good job. Make yourself goals. Hit those mini goals. You know, I'm going to work through this inventory. I'm going to get the whole thing done. And sometimes the motivation of getting something done, and, it helps. So sometimes really just rather than go, oh, I hate being here and I don't really give a crap about this stuff, why don't you one day try to give a crap about it and just do the best job possible? The day may go by faster and you may actually like it a little bit more. All right? And then, you know, let's say there's something you don't like to do. Okay, and a few of you have to do a task. Well, what we used to do, like, at medical school when we had our study groups, you know, sometimes I hated the material I was studying. I was like, oh, gosh, this stuff is so hard. This is depressing. I'm not going to memorize. Okay, then get into a group and go, all right, guys, we're going to work together. Okay? I mean, we're going to get ourselves through this. We'll pull this through and we'll, you know, so sometimes maybe get a group of people together to do a task. Sometimes delegate. You know, if there's a big, giant task and you're like, oh, this stinks, break it down into pieces. Get a whiteboard, because we don't have chalkboards anymore. Break it down into pieces and assign people the pieces. And if you just have to work on your little piece of that puzzle, it may be doable. You got to take plenty of breaks. According to lifehack.org, you got to know how to relax. Now, this is what I like to do. I like to make the work setting more fun. We've talked about this, okay? And so, for me, what really used to help me when I had certain jobs was happy hour. Knowing that we were going to hit happy hour after work on Friday, or having one hell of a plan for the weekend, that would definitely get me through the work week. Okay? So you want to make sure that outside of work, you have something really, really fun. If you don't like your life outside of work, then it's going to be very hard to like your life inside of work. So, you know, you want to make sure, you know, and then what about the actual workplace? Well, changing scenery really, really helps. This is according to, is this American Express? Interesting. So, one thing I like to do is move furniture around. Sometimes you may need to do like an office makeover, maybe add some plants. Bring your pet to work day. Bringing your pet is awesome. Bringing your kids to work day is an absolute disaster. I think when your kid is there and they're complaining and they're bored, you know, it really messes with productivity. And you're like, you know what, I should have just left your butt home. But when you bring the little doggy and the little kitty cat, hey, bring your fish. Put a little fish on your desk. Plants, flowers, maybe have a really cool lava lamp. Maybe if you're really into Minions, or put that on your desk. One of the professors has Darth Tater, which is a Darth Vader potato head, Mr. Potato Head. Looking at that has got to, you know, brighten things up. Maybe have a team meeting outside. Maybe going, guys, we're going to go out to lunch today for our lunch meeting. How about that? Just to change it up a little bit. Sometimes you guys could have little pools, you know, in the office. Go, okay, how many of us think the boss is going to, you know, wear socks that go halfway up to his knee? Or how many people think he's going to not tie his shoe today? And then you guys have little bets. Everybody throws in a dollar. So even if you're only making $5 or $10, the fact that you have these little bets going on kind of excite things up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytoplankton. provide the nutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so dominating headlines, even though there are so many headline-worthy news issues coming up, especially having to do with our domestic security and national security and immigration and the election, is the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie divorce. And the reason why people are so interested in this, and this is going to be just, I mean, media prime rib, you know, for the next few months, probably, if not years, is because, you know, one is it's not politics and it's not national security. It's not, you know, been what's been, you know, dominating the, you know, the media, Trump, Clinton. I think everybody's already kind of exhausted, even though we're still, you know, a month and a half away from the election. But Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, very interesting relationship, and it's been something that we all have been following for years. We loved it when Brad Pitt was with Jennifer Aniston, and when, you know, he was on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Angelina Jolie. There were a lot of hints that something was going on between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie during filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith in 2005. He, after a couple days after, it looked like, you know, he and Jennifer Aniston were on a beautiful vacation, a very romantic getaway. He and Jennifer Aniston break up and get a divorce. And he had already been, I guess, moving forward with Angelina Jolie. So when you take a look and you see at how the fans took to that, did many people blame Jennifer? Nah, some people did. They blamed her because she didn't want to have kids. I don't know what the heck the tabloid said. But, you know, Brad could do no wrong. People love Brad Pitt. When he's in the movies, he's always the cool guy. That's what I would do. If I produced movies, you know, or if I wrote movies, I would be, like, so cool, such that everybody loves you. So who ended up being the bad guy in the Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt breakup? Angelina Jolie. So if you had to choose a side, and a lot of people felt like they had to, the majority of people decided to go, we're going to be anti-Angelina Jolie. All right? She shouldn't have messed with him. It's her fault that he left the marriage. And so that's how people felt. So now they're together for about 12 years. They have 6 children. They've amassed close to, I guess, $500 million fortune. I think they earned about $117 million since they got married in 2014. They got married just a couple years ago, even though they've been together. They've been through a lot. They created a foundation together. There's a foundation they created back in 2006. They have a French villa and a mansion in New Orleans, and they got a Hollywood home and an apartment in New York near the Waldorf Astoria. So they have a real estate empire. And, you know, their movie industry footprint is huge. Brad's more than hers, but it's huge. So big question is, what's next for them? All right? Is there going to be a huge custody battle with the kids? How are they going to split up the assets? Okay, what are the fans going to do? Well, we've already kind of talked about the fans. My guess is the fans are going to probably, no matter what, be pro-Brad. Okay, they were pro-Brad from the beginning. It didn't matter that Angelina Jolie, you know, has been doing a lot of charitable work, and, you know, she's been, battling health issues, etc. You know, in the movies, she's portrayed as a witch. Brad portrayed as a good guy. People will always like Brad. That's just, you know, yeah. I think she's an excellent actress. I think she does very, very well. You know, but still, there's always that little sting in back where, you know, did she interfere and meddle? You know, she could have said no, you know, and Brad and Jennifer not break up, even though we all know that's not the case, but that's how people look at it. So what happens next? I wrote an article on this from the fan perspective, probably going to shift towards Brad. Now, the kids, that's what's most important. We got 6 kids, 6. And when you look at these, I think the other thing that's really, really bothering people about this whole relationship is Brad and Angelina were never expected to last this long. Okay? They thought it might have been a rebound relationship. Then they start adopting kids. Well, I believe Angelina Jolie had already adopted Maddox, who was 15 years old now. And then they together adopt Pax, Zahara. Then they had Shiloh. And then they had twins, Knox and Vivian. And so when, you know, when you look at, okay, well, wait a second. They got a lot of stresses on their marriage. One is they kind of started a relationship out of another relationship, so that was an issue. Two, you're always in the public eye. Three, you have a family of six. You know, I mean, you know, the, and then public, health problems. So between the workload, the health problems, a big family, you know, these are issues that traditional couples sometimes buckle under. And they didn't. Now, so one thing I'd like to bring up is, you know, if we could say anything positive, you know, they stuck it out for 12 years. The problem we have is they brought together and formed a family of six, and now they're going to break up. And this is going to be a very public breakup, unfortunately. And now we're being told that Angelina Jolie is not going for shared custody. She wants full custody and giving him, Brad Pitt some visitation rights. So the actor reportedly says there is no chance that she would get her way. Now, my problem is I don't like reading the tabloids. I don't like reporting things like that. So I'm just going to leave it as hopefully they can amicably decide what to do with the children. You know, hopefully these children are strong and they've obviously, you know, seen more of their relationship than we have. So maybe they're a little bit more prepared than we think. But, you know, most important is making sure these kids, you know, don't get messed up. And unfortunately, celebrity couples have that ability, you know, have that effect on their kids. The millions of dollars, I don't know what's going to go on. $500 million net worth, at least. I don't know if there was a prenup or a pre-existing agreement. Obviously, Brad had more money to begin with than Angelina Jolie, from what we understand. But, you know, to me, that's none of really our business. However they want to divide up their assets, I really don't even care. You know, I mean, even if somebody gets 70-30, okay, I'm sure whoever's getting the 30% is probably still making a hell of a lot of money. Even if it's 99 to 1, okay, still that 1, wow, I mean, yeah, you know, I'll take what I could get. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But, we're going to just quickly review what you could do to kind of make the, you know, a divorce as pain-free as possible. And so there is Tracy Cox. Tracy Cox is a relationship expert. And, you know, she said, look, even if you're consciously uncoupling, there's going to be nasty moments, so expect that. No matter how amicable you intend to be, all right, obviously one of you is going to get angry, lash out, so just be prepared for that. Make sure to give each other space. If you don't want to stay friends, don't. You don't have to be friends through it all. You know, you can later become friends, but don't put that pressure that you now have to be friends. Get through it first, okay? Remember that the kids are more important than the two of you. So put, you know, your needs aside and make sure that the kids come first. Sometimes, you know, let's just get back together for the sake of the children. If the children see you fighting, hating each other, separate rooms, that's not good for them either. Make sure the custody arrangements are worked out as a family. Make sure everybody sees, especially the kids, that this is something mutually agreed upon, that everybody's happy. They say don't make legal decisions until you both calm down. Many times you get a fight, you turn around and say, I am going to nail it. No, don't. Calm it down. Mediation is always pretty helpful. If your kids are visiting the ex, make sure you have something fun planned so you don't sit there and brood. Do not force your friends to choose sides. That makes it worse. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Rebel. Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.